Maddie T and you, we appreciate you tuning in, and Nate's going to talk to us about the latest edition of Sync Weekly, and it is a it was a labor of love and pain at times.
It was.
And taste.
Finding the hottest dishes around town. Let me get these other two callers through, and then we'll get on to it. Hey, David. David's going to make it easy on us. All we got to do is get Tim in. Hey, Tim. Tim's
going to
make it easy on us. All right, let's talk about what's in Sync Weekly this week, Nate, because I want to hear about hot dishes. In Arkansas, if you missed it, yesterday we talked about it. Forbes did five foodie cities that you probably had not thought about. Little Rock made it as one of the top five foodie cities, and I was so proud that we got mentioned. That was great. And
that was cool.
They didn't mention necessarily hot food specifically, but certainly there are a lot of good options here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we were talking about it last year when we were kind of coming up with ideas and talking about some hot dishes. And so we all kind of thought, hey, it'd be cool to just go to different restaurants, try some of the hot stuff. It's January. It's been cold. Nothing makes you feel better than eating something warm or hot like that, you know, soup, chili. And so we started looking around and found some stuff and found some things that I think there's some obvious things like the Shut Up Juice and Cabot, which that's not going to warm you up. That'll kill you.
No, that'll put you in the hospital.
I had a little bit of that, goodness, yeah. And then I also tried some sauce called The Source that a buddy of mine who owns a bar in Des Moines, Iowa, sent me. He saw that I was going around to all these places, says, try this stuff. And it was on that heat scale, it was like 7.1 million. And you saw the video of that. It's on syncweekly.com, Arkansas Bites, Emily Van Zandt's blog. And I put a toothpick in my mouth, and it was like there was a five-alarm fire going on in there.
Mm.
And for an hour afterwards, I was going over to the water fountain like a dog, putting my tongue out there and letting that cold water on there. And actually, Emily wrote a story about how wine, when you drink that with hot foods, that soothes your palate.
Huh.
Because water just kind of pushes it around. It doesn't break it up. Milk, it has lactic acid in it, and there's also a compound in wine so if you're eating a bunch of hot wings and your mouth's on fire, grab some chilled wine and drink that, and it'll relieve the burn.
I'm watching the video right now.
I'm not drunk. I just had a bad hot food experience.
Somebody said there's going to be a bunch of wine glasses all over Little Rock with buffalo sauce all over.
No doubt.
Fingerprints, you know. But we had a lot of fun with it. And some of the stuff was really hot. Some of it was just kind of spicy. The Adam Bomb Burger at Big Orange, that when you look at the ingredients, that sriracha, it's got jalapenos.
I'm looking at that right now. Jack cheese, pickled jalapenos, butter leaf lettuce. That's not hot. Sriracha and chipotle red pepper mayo. Eesh.
It looks like you may need get a T-shirt if you eat that, but it really is just warm. It doesn't hurt you, but it's good. Also, I know that Crazy Mike, she talked a lot about that.
Uh-huh.
I went and had the crawfish bisque. What I liked about that was obviously the soup part of it is warm, like in temperature, and then you get the kick of the spice. And And so if you were outside working and you came in and you wanted to go grab a bite to eat, that's good because it's not going to overpower you. But I had a little bit of sweat coming down my forehead. I rang that about a 2. But I think part of the reason I was sweating was because it was piping hot, but it was good.
What was something that walked the line of super hot but still flavorful and not too, like, uncomfortable? Line. Give me the stuff that was like the most enjoyable hot stuff.
Well, I think some of the the dishes that Shay had, it was an Asian dish, Thai food. And that was
where was that from? I know
it was
don't
a place in Sherwood there. But it was that was one of them. I think
Chiang Thai and Asian cuisine.
Yes.
On 107.
I would say that the wings at Tavern, I thought those were going to be hotter than they were. I think the other thing that we realized was that several of us have a high tolerance. I mean, I think with what I did with that toothpick, I mean, the guy that sent that to me couldn't believe that, I wasn't throwing up or something. I guess this stuff is – I saw some videos of Marines, and they were going out into the outside throwing up. Now, I didn't take, a tablespoon of it.
That's a good idea.
But my friend, he was really hoping there was going to be footage of me puking all over the place. Because he thought that even a toothpick like that would do that.
No offense, Nate, but we all were.
What's the hottest pepper? Is it the ghost chili or is it the habanero?
I think it's the
ghost chili. Chili's hotter than that by far, but I don't know if that's the hottest one or not. In fact, I've seen this is 20 times hotter than a ghost chili. Okay, I don't want anything to do with that.
Well, I guess you can genetically engineer things to, burn.
I like those wings. I ranked them as a 3. It was one of those. It was a slow burn. It took a couple bites, and then it crept up on you.
Which wings?
The ones at the tavern. They're okay. called the Buffalo Hot Wings. They also have barbecue honey fire and a chipotle hot barbecue sauce. The thing I like about those wings is they're smoked before they fry them. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a big wing guy. And so, I mean, I could have sat there and ate those wings all afternoon. And they, you know, I had some water, and I guess I should ask for some wine. But it was it wasn't uncomfortable. It was just really good. But it bordered right on there. It was about a 3 for me.
The Carolina Reaper was the 2013 Guinness Book of World Records hottest pepper in the world.
Carolina Reaper, huh?
Yes. Sounds like death.
Sounds horrible. I don't want anything to do with
that. Yeah, and I don't know why anybody would subject themselves to that, you know, that shut up juice thing or that, you know, the sour sauce, why you would do some, you'd smother a sandwich with that and try to eat it because, I mean, it
it's just not even enjoyable.
I mean, I think
point.
It could. And Daniel Crawford was doing that as a part of a stunt on this show. I believe had the ambulance was called. And the owner there told me, Buddy Merritt, that the ambulance is called often.
Yeah. Well, that's why they had to quit. That's why he quit here. You didn't want to be subjected to that kind of stuff anymore.
I've got a good snack for you, Nate. You love hot food. This is something you can do at home. It's simple. You just take some hard-boiled eggs, cut them in half, get the yolk out. You get a half cup there of egg. Fill it with Frank's Red Hot Sauce. Mm. I put that on everything.
That what? Stuff? I love it.
And it is unbelievable. It's a perfect snack.
Where do you get Frank's Hot Sauce? Where's that from?
Well, I mean, that's the regular hot. You'll get that at any grocery store.
I like Louisiana.
It's a Louisiana hot sauce. Yeah. It's from Louisiana.
I've heard of it.
It's a cayenne pepper sauce. It's
delicious.
Who's
this Frank guy? I don't trust him.
You should trust Frank.
You take the yolk out and just fill that up so it's just sitting in there.
Right.
It's an egg white with a cup with like a shot of hot sauce.
That's exactly what it is. And you just
I'm
going to
try
it.
That.
Hot sauce egg poppers.
I like that.
It's wonderful.
You know what? That could be a new trend.
And chase it with some wine.
Yeah, if you can do something interesting with the yolk and remix that and make something out of that, then you really have something.
Yeah, there's something about eggs and hot sauce. I don't know. It just works. Hot sauce and everything.
I'm going to try that, Phil. That's so crazy. It might just work.
You're an odd cat. Yesterday, the Hall of Fame announced. Right as our show ended, Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, Frank Thomas all got in. We have sound from the two guys who didn't get 97% of the vote. Here's Tom Glavine.
You know, obviously, I'm flattered and honored and extremely proud to be sitting here today and talking with you guys about my selection to the Hall of Fame.
Well, it's great to have you, too. Frank Thomas?
You know, what a career that has turned into something that you can only dream of. You know, kids dream about playing pro sports, but as to go into Baseball Hall of Fame, it's a gigantic moment for me.
16 total people of the voters did not vote for Greg Maddux. Only 16 total people.
I don't get it.
So that's good. 97.2% of the vote, though. Not an all-time high, but high enough. 18 gold gloves, that doesn't even seem possible. 18 gold gloves does not seem possible. Only one guy in each league gets a gold glove each year. 18 gold gloves. That's more impressive than anything else, including the four Cy Youngs, I think.
Right. He was just a great athlete. He was a good base runner. He could hit. He could bunt. He could
Yes, he's the best 187 hitter in the history of the major leagues, I think.
Well, he wasn't an embarrassing hitter for a pitcher.
True that. Glavine got 91.9%. Thomas got 83.7%. Frankly, probably should have got more.
Yeah, but Craig Biggio fell two votes short of
That's
election.
Disappointing.
Yes, it is. He'll get in. I mean,
he'll get in next year. What about Jack Morris?
Well, I mean, and this is the one. This is the candidate that elicits the most emotion, really, because he is a guy who led all of Major League Baseball in wins for pitchers in the 1980s. You know, but he had an ERA at 3.90, which would be the highest ERA for any Hall of Fame pitcher in the history of the game.
That's an issue.
Right now, the highest ERA, I looked it up, is Red Ruffing, who pitched for the Yankees in the 30s.
And, he's a great player.
He had a 3.8. Exactly. I mean, Ruffing was one of those guys who probably was in the Hall of Fame because he pitched for New York, and he was a good pitcher for New York. There are a lot of those guys that are in the Hall of Fame in that sort of circumstance. And I just kind of wonder if Morris necessarily belongs in that category. But here's the thing. He got over 60% of the vote. He's going to get in via the expansion committee or the veterans committee, whatever it's going to be in a couple of years. So he'll make it in.
How many wins did he have?
I think it was 254.
Yeah. You don't have a vote, do you?
No.
Shouldn't. No, I want you to have one.
Well, you have to have 10 years as a baseball writer covering Major League Baseball, and then you might get a vote.
I don't know why they don't include broadcasters.
I've never spent a single day covering Major League Baseball.
But it's still...
You probably know more than some of those guys are covering it, though.
I think it's racist against broadcasters, and it bothers me that only the writers get a nod. Who are they? That you know, Look, I mean, you tell me a broadcaster that does it, that goes around and sees all the teams that play in the league and calls the games, doesn't have any idea what's going on.
I agree, but I mean, look, here, part of the other thing is that broadcasters are also employees of the team. The writers are not, so they're trying to get it from a different perspective. So, okay. And this is the way it's always been done in baseball. When the Hall of Fame first came out in the 30s, it was the writers that voted on it. So
apparently Dan Le Batard spent a long time following baseball.
Now, that's interesting. What
he does have a vote. How do you? I got to get Barrett Baber in here in just a second, but what do you think? Is that...
Le Batard sold his vote to Deadspin,
right?
As a protest, but it's that's how you take a vote away from somebody.
He didn't sell it; he gave it.
Well, whatever it was, he did.
He let them basically do a poll and let their listeners kind of readers decide.
And it was a good ballot. I mean, whatever they put out, it was a good ballot. But I guess I wonder what ESPN's going to think about that, because
they weren't happy about it. They said so yesterday.
They can't be.
And he got ripped on PTI about it, too, from his coworkers. But
getting ripped on by everybody in the
media. I understand.